In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you and I continue our journey to Bethlehem, as we continue our journey to the cave where he lay, and the remarkable thing that God is doing there, as we continue that journey, we again today come upon a story that might pass us right by, unless we have eyes to see and ears to hear. Good teacher asks this young man, "What must I do to be saved?" "You know the commandments," says Jesus. "So do those things." "But I have done those things," this young man replies. And when Jesus heard this, writes St. Luke, he told the young man, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you've got. Give your money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come," says Jesus, "come, follow me." It seems difficult, if not downright impossible, for any of us here today to do what Jesus asks. To sell every last thing you've got, even at the risk of your family and your house and your livelihood, to sell everything you've got and give all of your cash to the poor. It seems impossible. But if that is what this story was all about, or if that is what we think this story is all about, then we probably have missed the whole thing. This story is not principally about money. Yes, of course, Jesus uses money as an example, but only as an example of a more common problem that all of us face. This story is not about money. It is a story about following. "Come, follow me," says Jesus. And that for all of us, including this rich young man in today's gospel, that is where the rubber meets the road. It's so easy for all of us sometimes to think of going to heaven as the end of a grocery list. Get this, get that, leave this, do this, don't do that. And when we've marked all the boxes, eventually one day, when we pass from this life to the next, we'll check out. And God willing, we will have enough to pay the bill. But this kind of life is not the kind of life that God intended us to live. As you know from the scriptures, God is not interested in having robots or goody-two-shoes or morally superior people who always like to talk about just how good they are. No, Jesus is interested in humans. He is interested in humans who see in him, in Jesus, a more excellent way. And not simply a more excellent way of life, but also a more excellent way of death. He is interested very simply in people who are freely made by him, of course, and who freely decide to follow him, who are willing to sell all the possessions of their heart, not selling your home and your car and getting rid of everything and putting your family at risk and your livelihood at risk, but who are willing to sell the possessions of their heart, all those things that take up space in us, space that really belongs to God. He is interested in people who are willing to make space for him to enter in. So no, this story is not principally about money. This story is principally about following. But as difficult as selling all your possessions might sound, it is often following Jesus that is the more difficult part. Because following Jesus is not about selling all you've got and giving to the poor. That's only part of it. But following Jesus is about lining up behind Jesus and saying to Jesus, "Where you go, I will go also. And what you do, I will do also. And how you live, I will live also." It means that when times are good and when times are bad, we are willing to look at Jesus and say, "Thank you very much for all the gifts you have given to me." And knowing that in the end, if you and I are willing to follow him, if we are willing to put ourselves second and him first, if we are willing to do as Jesus asks, then he will give us far more than we could ever give away on our own. Because Jesus will give us the kingdom. He will give us life. He will give us himself. And that is why we journey this journey toward Bethlehem. That is why we spend this time making our way to that manger, to that cave where he lay. Because following a baby, as foolish as the world may think it is, following a little baby is so much more enjoyable than following some kind of dictator. And that is who our God is. He is ours and he is our baby. And in him there is nothing to fear at all. And so we say at this time with the entire church, "Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."